I'm Ryan Vasquez, Alabama Public Radio News. Nearly 30 Alabama school systems are participating in a program to provide free breakfast and lunches to all their students. APR's Jeremy Loeb has more.
The program is meant to eliminate so-called food deserts, where children aren't getting food. The coordinator of Alabama's Child Nutrition Program, June Barrett, says about 28 school systems are participating and more can join later. The Gadsden Times reports the federal program is available to districts or schools that have at least 40% of students on free lunches. Entire districts or individual schools can participate. Barrett says having all students eat for free eliminates the social stigma of individuals getting free meals because they're poor. And Barrett says some parents struggle to pay for meals even at reduced prices of 30 cents for breakfast and 40 cents for lunch. Jeremy Loeb, APR News.
Alabama lawmakers are taking fewer taxpayer-funded trips and are either paying their own way or getting organizations hosting events to pay for their travel, according to state records. The Decatur Daily reports state representatives have spent about roughly $126,000 on taxpayer-funded travel since taking office 4 years ago. The figure is down from about $765,000 from the previous quadrennium. Taxpayer-funded travel in the state Senate has also decreased. Some state lawmakers say they use their campaign budgets or personal money for their travel expenses. And the city of Huntsville will be the focus of the aerospace industry starting today. The community is hosting the 2014 Space and Missile Defense Symposium. The event will include a job fair for U.S. military veterans, an exhibit hall, and talks on math and science education. The Southern Research Institute in Birmingham is participating in this year's gathering. Vice President Mike John says the event has become a Huntsville tradition.
Space and missile defense is a lot of what Huntsville is about. You know, these are the kind of problems that community up there has been solving for decades and decades, and it actually should be viewed as a positive that these conferences are still being held there because it's quite a concentration of talent that's up there. And
the symposium will be hosted in the Von Braun Center in Huntsville. There is also a opportunity job fair for veterans as well. The event runs through Thursday. Now, for a look at the forecast, here's meteorologist Richard Scott.
A few isolated storms are possible this evening and overnight. Temperatures going to fall back in the low 70s under partly cloudy sky. Will be muggy tonight. As for Tuesday, a few isolated to scattered storms are possible. Not an all-day type of rain. Some areas will stay dry. Temperatures top out near 90 on Tuesday. Low humidity levels move in by Wednesday and Thursday. Still hot during the day, but cooler at night. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott. That's your local weather forecast.
And I'm Ryan Vasquez, APR News.